I'm Kate Crumley, and I'm the IPM agent for Wharton, Jackson, and Matagorda counties.
This is Stephen Biles. I'm the extension agent IPM for Calhoun, Refugio, and Victoria counties.
Well, this week I've been out scouting cotton. We got a good bit of rain here at the beginning of the week, and it's been raining on and off kind of all over throughout this week, so I've been getting in the mud quite a bit again. And we are pretty well out of flea hoppers. I've got one field that I look at in Wharton County that's still kind of in flea hoppers, and it was sprayed on Tuesday and doesn't have anything out there now. Everything else I've been looking at, I've been checking around for bollworm eggs and small larvae and looking for stink bugs and stink bug damage. And I have found very little with that regard. I've found about 10 bollworm eggs in all of my fields across all three counties. There have not been very many at all. They're few and far between. I've been seeing a lot of beneficials out there. It's kind of low levels of aphids all over. And then we've also not seen many stink bugs out. There's one field I look at in Wharton County that I found one stink bug at, and that was it. We haven't seen much damage from them either. So this week's been a little slow from a scouting standpoint, but that's good for y'all. How about you, Stephen? What have you been seeing?
We're kind of in the same boat. A boat would be about appropriate this week. We've been getting a whole lot of rainfall. I know yesterday here at the office, we got 2.5 inches. There's some fields that yesterday didn't get rain, but they've gotten 2 to 3 inches of rain over the past week. It's kind of made scouting a bit more difficult. About half the fields that I'm looking at are still blooming or have yet to bloom, and about half of them are already into bloom. But in those fields that aren't blooming yet, we're not really finding a whole lot. There's a little bit of aphids in there, but nothing I would be worried about. And we can find some flea hoppers if we look for long enough. The other fields that they're already got bolls in them and stuff, we're occasionally finding a boll that's been fed on by stink bugs, but so far the numbers on that have been relatively low, and I haven't seen any bollworm feeding yet either.
Yeah, what are the levels that we usually start to get worried about those, Stephen? Is it we've got a 20% egg lay threshold, and then what is it for cotton that's just got two genes for protection in there?
The threshold that they've worked out for worms on the two gene cotton is a damage threshold with worms present. And so we're looking at, if we're finding more than 6% of the squares and bolls that are fed on, and we're still finding worms in the field, then that's above the threshold right there.
What about stink bugs?
For stink bugs, we can do a kind of two different thresholds. There's a variable threshold depending on which week of bloom that you're in. Early on, it's like 30%. Then by the third week, you drop it down to 10% for a couple of weeks. Then you build it back up to 20%, then 30%. That to me is kind of a complicated threshold, and I really like to keep things simple. And so I tend to use a 20% evidence of feeding threshold for my stink bugs and cotton. What are you thinking on that?
I've been using the 20% threshold as well, and I've been pulling bolls while I'm walking in the field to check. And I do a lot of, I don't necessarily look at them all in one spot. I'll do a couple of stops and then empty my pockets and look at the bolls and keep going. So that's how I've been looking for stink bugs. Well, what about the sorghum? What have you been seeing there?
Grain sorghum has really kind of been kind of the same as far as insects are concerned. We're not really finding a whole lot. You know, we still have a lot of sorghum that has yet to put heads out. I talked to a grower this morning that was just starting to bloom, and he was finding some midge in his sorghum. So we're going to want to make sure that we check our sorghum for midge as it starts blooming. I'm using a threshold when you're in full bloom. I'm using a threshold of one midge per head. I think that's pretty close to where it ought to be. We're finding in some of the older sorghum, we're finding some stink bugs, and we're finding some headworms, but still stink bugs and headworms, you know, we're finding one in 10 plants, one in 15 plants, something like that. And that's well below a threshold. I'm using a stink bug threshold of one per head, and a headworm threshold If they're large worms, it's one in two or three heads, but we're still not finding them at that high level. So are you looking at much grain sorting? Have you gotten into a field this week?
Not much. I've stopped and ducked into one. I haven't looked at a whole lot. I do know that we've got sugarcane aphids in most of our fields, but I don't know of any that have been treated yet. Past that, I haven't looked at much in grain sorghum, no.
Right. So what we're finding with the sugarcane aphids, I think this rain is washing a lot of them off. I've not been able to see any sticky honeydew areas because the rain's kind of cleaned all of that up. So it's been a little bit more challenging to find them. But for the most part, I'm finding, you know, five here and 10 there, but really not any numbers that I'm concerned with right now.
Okay. Well, you know, we actually had a phone call this week about blister beetles in sorghum, and I didn't get to go look at that field, but he is going to treat for them. And I think that was in Matagorda County. I thought that was interesting.
All right. On a side note, I've never heard of blister beetles in grain sorghum.
Yeah, we've got those pretty thick down here. I was in a cotton field, and they were all in the weeds on the edge of that field. I mean, they were flat solid. Like, they had covered up the Johnson grass and the careless weeds out there.
The other crop that I'm looking in a lot is our soybeans. We have some fields that are starting pod fill. And so really once we're past bloom, we're wanting to be in those fields looking for stink bugs, especially as you start filling pods. But we're not yet finding stink bugs in the fields. Or if we do, we're finding, you know, one or two per 100 sweeps, not really a whole lot of them. And I've yet to find a red banded stink bug, which is good. I really don't want to find those because those are going to have a lower threshold. We haven't found any leaf feeders in our soybeans either.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service on the Gulf Coast of Texas.